Good morning. Skies are cloudy with scattered showers, a few bursts of rain, and even a couple of thunderstorms around across interior New York and New England as another round of energy associated with the trough of low pressure continues to move through the region. Temperatures are on the milder side, but not muggy, with readings generally in the upper 50s and lower 60s to start the day. Skies will remain mostly cloudy through the morning with scattered showers as the energy continues to pivot through the region, and there is the risk of a thunderstorm which will carry over into the afternoon hours. Otherwise, as we go through the day, skies will be partly sunny, and this will allow temperatures to reach into the lower 80s on average for daytime highs. After this trough pivots through northern New England tonight, skies will become partly cloudy and temperatures will drop back into the middle and upper 60s. A ridge of high pressure, both at the surface and aloft, will bulge into the region from the Midwest and Ohio Valley. The heat will rise along with the ridge of high pressure, and with hazy sunshine and humid conditions, highs on Saturday will reach to about 90. The core of the hottest temperatures will be over interior New York and New England on Sunday. It'll be a hazy, hot, and humid day with highs averaging in the mid-90s, but with the humidity, some places will feel closer to the upper 90s to even around 100 degrees. The heat and humidity will persist into the early part of next week. On Monday and Tuesday, highs will be around 90, with a little bit of energy sweeping through our area on Monday. We do run the risk at a couple of thunderstorms, but Tuesday looks dry. When a more potent front heads our way on Wednesday, that's when we'll bring temperatures back down into the 80s, along with the risk of more showers and thunderstorms. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the most active weather across the lower 48 is likely to be in the north-central United States over the next couple of days as a series of fronts traverse the region. A moderate risk for severe weather is in place over southeastern North Dakota, along with a slight risk for excessive rainfall over portions of the Midwest. The threat for severe weather will push slightly east this weekend, encompassing the upper Mississippi Valley and the western Great Lakes. Parts of the Great Lakes in particular are at a higher risk for flash flooding due to recent heavy rainfall and abnormally high soil moisture. Meanwhile, the dog days of summer remain in full swing in the east, with hot and humid weather across most of the central and eastern portions of the country. Heat advisory has been posted for parts of the plains and the central Mississippi Valley. Also, excessive heat watches have been issued for the greater Minneapolis and Philadelphia metro areas. Heat indices should soar above the 100-degree mark in these locations while growing in coverage to the east this weekend. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility with light rain and fog, 46 degrees with a southwest wind at 33, gusting to 39 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, clear skies and 53 degrees. In Albany this morning, mostly cloudy skies and 65 degrees, the dew point 57, 76% relative humidity, a southeast wind at 14, gusting to 21 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.12 inches and rising. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the mid-80s. Boston partly sunny and breezy, the chance of showers in the upper 70s, and in Buffalo increasing sunshine with highs around 80 degrees. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 80 degrees, the low 65, the average temperature 73, that's 1 degree above normal. 53 hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday, for the month 1.83 inches, which is now 28 hundredths of an inch below normal, and 16.10 inches for the year, which is 4.58 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 83 degrees, the average low 62, the record high 99 set in 1900, and the record low 45 in 1954 and in 1974. Sunrise this morning was at 5:33 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:30 p.m., 14 hours and 57 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Partly cloudy tonight in the lower to mid 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered showers and a thunderstorm possible today with highs in the mid-80s. Evening showers becoming partly cloudy overnight tonight in the mid-60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the lower 80s. Partly cloudy tonight in the lower 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today with highs in the lower 80s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower to mid 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the mid-80s, becoming partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, hazy, hot, and humid near 90. Hazy, hot, and humid again Sunday in the mid-90s and the heat index closer to 100. More hazy sun on Monday and Tuesday with highs close to 90 and just an isolated thunderstorm, particularly on Monday. A better chance of showers and thunderstorms Wednesday in the middle and upper 80s, and still the risk of a scattered shower on Thursday, otherwise a mix of sun and clouds in the mid-80s. Stay safe and have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kayano.